Well, hi, neighbors. Tonight we've chosen some of the songs that we sing and play on our dances across the country. Songs that reflects the emotion of the people that live at the nightlife. Song of happiness, sadness, heartbreak. Songs of the nightlife. We hope that you enjoy yourself tonight as you listen to our latest one. We hope you like it. It's a little different than what we normally do. But we hope it'll be pleasing to you. We hope that you can just kind of sit back, kick off your shoes, relax just a little bit, and listen to our latest song. And if you like it, tell us about it, won't you? We'll try to do more things for you the way we're doing.
Oh, Friday nights. You could do up to 3 hours to study alone, improving his vocabulary, working in his grammar and learning interesting new phrases. For Wednesday was walk around the park day, when he practiced these interesting phrases with himself. Hopefully nobody would see him and say, "Hey, like, oh, you're talking to yourself." But he had to talk to somebody, even himself. Anyway, Thursday was the night when all the enthusiasts would get together. That was the big night. They talk about the past of the language, the present of the language, the future of the language. Would Radio Nalipa and Television de Gaeilge, would they save the language? And would the wonderful educational system and Radio Nalipa continue to pour the pants off everybody while pretending to save the language? These were the pressing problems of the day. Anyway, folks, back in a minute. She did not speak to his mother, and his mother could not speak to him. So there he found himself at home at night, learning it out of a book. Another thing he could not understand was how could the people throw away this beautiful tool of communication, the language of learning, the language of poetry, the language of the Gael, the language of Ón Ruadh Sullivan, the language of Aegon O'Rahilly. He decided, "I am going to go west, west, I am going to go west, I am going to go west. West to the land of my grandmother. I'm going to hang out for a while. Speak this language. Set some good example. It was going to be tough. But I'm going to make some sense of this mess." Anyway, folks, back in a minute.
Life is cruel. End of story. Okay. hen, a doe, a hen, doe, three, four. They tunnel away, they fucked it out, they stopped speaking heads. They burned the books, they listened to the RIC, they stopped it. And if I see you floating down the Solon River, I'll throw you a bottle of poutine.
Useless according to Oscar Wilde. Turner, 1775 to 1851. Toulouse-Lautrec, 1864 to 1901. Andy Warhol, 1928 to 1987, R.I.P. Ernest Hemingway, 1899 to 1961. George Orwell, Jimi Hendrix, William Butler Yeats, Jack B. Yeats, Richard Redgrave, 1804 to 1888. Henry Moore, 1896 to 1986. Henry Miller, Sid Vicious, only 21. Brian Jones, Otis Redding, 1941 to 1967, R.I.P. All dead, yet still alive. In endless time, endless art. Masters of their arts. Claude Monet, 1840 to 1926. Beethoven, Bach, Brahms, Elvis Presley, 1935 to 77. Man Ray, Johnny Ray, John Donne, 1573 to 1631. Alfred Lord Tennyson, 1809 to 92. The Generation Art, Joan Miró, R.I.P. Jackson Pollock, 1912 to 1956. John Lennon, 40 to 80. Henry Lamb, Cézanne, Paul Gauguin, William Shakespeare, Benjamin Biehn, 1923 to 1964, Tennessee Williams, 1912 to 1983, Gerard Manley Hopkins, 1844 to 1889, Pissarro, Picasso, Degas, R.I.P. All dead, yet still alive, in endless time, endless art. Joseph Conrad, 1857 to 1924. Jack Kerouac, 1922 to 1969. Keith Moon, 1946 to 1978. D.H. Lawrence, James Joyce, Mozart, Van Gogh, 1853 to 1890. Ian Curtis, Salvador Dali, Johann Strauss, Richard Strauss, Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse, R.I.P. All dead, yet still alive. Endless time, endless art.
This book deals with epiphenomenalism, which has to do with consciousness as a mere accessory of physiological processes whose presence or absence
makes no difference.
Whatever are you doing?
Afro Ben. Cervantes. Daniel Defoe. Samuel Richardson. Henry Fielding. Lawrence Stern. Mary Wollstonecraft.
Vindicated.
Jane Austen.
Here I am.
Sir Walter Scott.
Rolou.
Leo Tolstoy.
Yes.
Honoré de Balzac.
Oui.
Edgar Allan Poe. Charlotte Bronte.
Hello.
Emily Bronte.
Hello?
Nikolai Gogol.
Best cheese.
Gustave Flaubert.
Oui.
William Makepeace Thackeray.
Call me William.
Joseph Conrad,
another bloody boring writer.
Catherine Mansfield. Edith Wharton.
Hello, Mr. James.
D. H. Lawrence.
Never heard of it.
E. M. Forster.
Never heard of it.
Happy the man.
Joyce.
Hello there.
Virginia Woolf.
I'm losing my mind.
Marcel Proust.
Je me souviens plus.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. Ernest Hemingway.
That's probably me, son.
Herman Hesse.
Oh, it's so interesting.
Evelyn Waugh. William Faulkner.
You can name William Faulkner.
Anaïs Nin. Kafka.
What do you want from me?
Thomas Mann. Graham Greene.
Give me Pinky, love me.
Jack Kerouac.
The car's broken down.
William S. Burroughs.
Wow. Happy the man.
Lessing.
Hello.
Vladimir Nabokov.
Hello, little girl.
William Golding.
Hector Busby.
J.G. Ballard.
Instrument Binnacle.
Richard Brautigan.
How do you do?
Milan Kundera.
I don't do interviews.
Ivy Compton Burnett. Ishiguro.
Awesome, chef.
Malcolm Bradbury.
Stroke John Steinbeck. Stroke James Andrew.
Ian Banks.
Two oranges.
A.S. Byatt.
Might attempt the room, you know.
Martin Hayes. Brett Easton Ellis. Umberto Eco.
I don't understand this either.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Casa de Casa.
Roddy Doyle. Salman Rushdie.
Names who live forever.
I love you all.
cleaner, stench of cigarettes and still you realize I love you all. Prodigal son waits to return to where the dogs play pool.
I love you all. It's all right, all the girls are gone. Thank you. Scorpion.